Inviting you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want at 855-453. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Tonight here, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
Now then, for those of you just tuning in, we'll bring you back up to speed. We had a gentleman call last hour bringing up the issue of sex offenders. And Jericho is on the line listening to Mount Jackson's WSVG in Virginia, who has some very strong thoughts about the idea of sex offenders. And I think it's so important to remember that when someone is claimed to be a sex offender, take a moment to ask why. Dig in. Find out what their story is. Because just because they've been labeled a sex offender doesn't mean they've actually done any child molestation or raping or anything that's in any way harmful toward another human being. It's just that maybe they got caught, like they were at some sort of an outdoor event, some festival, they drank too much beer, they couldn't find the bathroom, so they went and they, you know, went behind some tree line nearby and decided to just take a leak outdoors. And somebody,
now they're a sex offender.
Right, somebody saw them, called the cops, they get arrested for indecent exposure, and then poof, you're on the sex offender list for the next, rest of your life.
Depends on the municipality, the region, the state.
Yeah, sometimes it's 10 years or something like that, but in a lot of places, it's lifetime.
Yeah, and it just depends on the sentence, too. Some places will only put certain sex offenses on a sex offender registry. Some of them will put all of them on, and you know, the guy that was tinkling behind a tree would be on that list.
Or somebody who has sex with someone who's under the age of 18, but certainly well within their mental abilities to consent. Or two young people who are both under the age of 18.
They've definitely done it. Taken 11 and 12, and 12-year-olds and sentenced them both for sex offenses. That'll solve the problem.
Right.
Yeah, right. So Jericho in Virginia said he was fed up with the sex offender system and that he wanted to make some changes. I had some questions for him.
Okay, let's get we're going to bring him back on here. Jericho, are you with us?
Hey, guys.
Hey, well, first, before you go, Derek, I asked Jericho a question, and I wanted to get that. What do we do with that individual who has committed some kind of sex offense? Not the kind that you would necessarily incarcerate somebody for a lifetime for, because I get it. If a man, you know, I mean,
you're,
if
you're
some,
like the urination in public type.
No. I'm talking about, let's say that, you know, some young man does an inappropriate grab of a young woman in a, you know, a public or private place, and you know, gets a sex offense for it. I mean, this is clearly a sex offense, right? Like, you know, grabs her boobs or, you know, reaches down into her.
I mean, you're getting into gray areas there.
No, yeah, these things happen, though.
I want to totally clarify my position from before.
Okay.
If you don't misunderstand. You had a very, very, very good point that a lot of these people in these sex offender registries don't belong there. A lot of them do not belong. I mean, we live in a country where, what was it, Georgia, I think, last month, we quite possibly executed an innocent man last month.
Yep.
You know, and is what I'm saying. The whole system needs overhaul. Is what I'm saying is a proven guy who molests a little girl, I don't care if it's the mother, the father, a stranger, I don't care. Anyone that does that does not belong back in society. And you ask the question, can people change? I think most people can change. But to me, that kind of crime takes a mental instability to even commit. These people are not right in the head. And I'm not trying to make them sound like a bunch of animals, but what I'm saying is it takes someone not right in the head to do that to someone to begin with.
I would agree with you.
Rape a woman, and so I violently rape a woman or rape a little girl or a little boy. It takes a screw loose to do something like that. And no, you don't fix that. They are what they are.
And that's
too many. And if you look at the sex arrest,
well, I don't know that that's true. Okay, so I don't know that they are what they are. I think that I tend to think if somebody commits a crime that's egregious enough, I would say let's have fewer laws and enforce those fewer laws if that's what
I'm
you're going to
that.
Do. But there's always a gray area, Jericho. It always is. I mean, there's the one guy that rapes the kid. There's another one that just touches them inappropriate. The one that comes does some lewd and lascivious acts with them. I mean, there's every single one of these situations has a gray area.
Well, I would be surprised if you haven't seen the movie A Time to Kill. And other people have heard of this movie, and it's
yep.
The whole thing that
changed my life.
L. Jackson, well,
the book did.
Supposed to end the movie, that one guy that they got for their defense, the psychiatrist, they dug so far back in his past. I mean, of course, this is fictional, but this kind of stuff happens every day in this country. But they dug so far in his past, it turned out he was a convicted child molester, supposedly. The girl was 2 years younger than him. They ended up getting married. They were still married 50 years later, had children, moved on. That man had no business with stuff like that on his record. You know, that kind of situation.
But it happens.
You're right. But I mean, it's just, you have the situation. That's what I'm trying to point out. Let me ask you a question on your positions here. If, name a crime to you that's important that you feel violates or endangers you or your family. That's the question I have. Just name a crime that you think should be enforced for your safety.
Sure.
And
I mean,
when it gets to that, what should their punishment be? Do you want
home invasion or whatever?
Counter question, isn't it better to protect yourself against these people? And just educate your kids to avoid them?
Well, number one, you have to educate your kids, and everyone educates, but the problem is when these people get caught, look at Shenandoah County, Virginia.
No matter how horrible it is, if it's armed robbery or molestation, isn't it better to just protect yourself than focus on having a law in place that's going
to
protect you?
Anyway, because you might as well protect yourself. I'm not for vigilante justice until the system breaks. Okay, and this system is broken. And it's not just with child molestation, it's with everything. This system is broken. The court system, the penal system, everything is broken. And
well, you're recommending changes.
They're not going to protect you, I can guarantee you that.
Well, Jericho, I agree with you, but you're saying you want changes.
Draw a squiggly line.
You want changes so that these people can't come back into your society. So where is it that you want them to go? A secret prison somewhere? An island?
Let all the potheads out of jail. Let all the drug crimes out of jail. They don't hurt anybody but the drug user. Everybody and their brother is smart enough to know pot ain't killed a person in the world, but you got people sitting in jail for it. And the other drugs, I think you're dumb to do. But if you want to do meth, that's none of my business. Get these people out of jail and put people who shoot people in jail. Put people who rape people in jail and leave them there.
Look, all right, I get what you're saying. I understand it, and I think that if the world changed in the way that you wanted it, I think probably it would be a slightly better world because you'd let a lot of innocent people out of jail. That's cool. But Jericho, to answer your question earlier, the other co-host didn't exactly give you a straight answer. To answer your question from earlier, what should happen in these cases of rapists and arsonists and murderers and you know, horrible, violent people, I think that they should be paying restitution first and foremost. I think that it makes sense to hold on. I'm going to give you an answer to your question. I think that it makes sense to take dangerous people who are not repentant about what they've done, who are not sorry for what they've done, take those people off the streets. That makes sense. But it also make sure they pay restitution to the victims to make them in any way as possibly as whole as they can be. Obviously, they'll never be completely whole, but getting something from the criminal is better than just sitting them in a cage and then having to be forced to pay to keep them in the cage. So I think that's one way that we can change things.
You know what I'm saying? So we don't have to pay for them to be in jail. I'd be happy.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great. So, but then I think eventually at a certain point, if that person becomes sorry for what they've done and they're willing to change who they used to be, then I think that at some point that they should be able to get back out and have a new life. I mean, Mark, you went to jail for 9 years, for 9 years for, being around when a murder was committed and assisting to some extent, allegedly, and
it's not alleged.
Covering it up. And you went to jail for 9 years, prison for 9 years, and you're not a bad guy today.
That's what I'm saying. Guys like him can reform. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to tell you. I think guys like him can reform.
Murderers, frankly, are the least likely to reoffend.
Or molest a child. I just think there's somewhere in their head where they are so screwed up.
There's certainly a prejudice against sex offenders in this world, and it sounds like that one that you're saying, that they can't be fixed. And the evidence, frankly, is contrary. I mean, the best evidence I can find, Jericho, is that sex offenders are less likely to reoffend than even thieves.
Jericho, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
Now, I want to caveat that statement. I can't find out about the sex offenders. What about the rapists? What about the child molesters? I don't know when you're talking about breaking it down to those specific crimes. Because you find out about these people. Well, this guy got sentenced. He's had 27 priors. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that person needs to go to jail for a very long time, and then let's sort it out in 20 years whether or not he's safe to let out. But once a person, no matter what kind of sex offense they has, gets out, you need to make it so that they can succeed in the world, or you should have never let them out in the first place.
Let's continue here in moments with you and your thoughts. You may dial in toll-free, share them with us, 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves, 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, glued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of these airwaves by dialing the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. That number, 855-450-FREE. That is 1-855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about taking the plea deal or rather not taking the plea deals, we discussed at the beginning of the show. We've transitioned into sex offenders and the laws and how to handle people like that. So you're welcome to comment on whatever you'd like or bring up anything at 855-450-FREE.
You know, we just got a new advertiser here on Free Talk Live. It's wisefoodstorage.com. And we got the package today, Ian. I know I haven't gotten you your food yet, but, you know, at my house, my wife and I got it. And I wanted to try this stuff out immediately.
Okay.
So that I could give some kind of feedback.
What did you eat?
It was the cheesy lasagna.
Ooh.
It wasn't bad. It was quite good. It comes in a dehydrated package, and you just pour in, what, 2 cups of very hot water and let it sit in there. It cooks itself in its own package, just sitting right on the counter.
No way.
And
cheesy lasagna it makes?
Yeah. Well, it's not the big pieces of noodles. It looks more like a casserole or something like that.
Okay.
But the noodles are small. It tastes like lasagna. It's got sausage in it, and dehydrated sausage and meat and stuff.
And more importantly, this stuff has a shelf life of 25 years.
Yeah, some of it does. God. And they have a camping product and a storage product, and they each have you know, different times. But yeah, you can store this stuff for a very long time, and in case you never know what's going to happen, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters, all kinds of things can happen, and need to protect your family. Don't delay, get prepared. It's wisefoodstorage.com, or you can call them at 855-FOOD-WISE. There's promo code FTL. You can get a free sample, free shipping, 10% off any order, and peace of mind. It's the greatest gift you can give the ones that you love. It's wisefoodstorage.com.
Now, yesterday we had Ingrid call in from Maryland. She was informing us that today was the day for the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, the caravan of mothers that intended to defy the FDA's interstate commerce and food safety laws on raw milk by basically taking raw milk across the border. I think it was across the PA border, so from PA, Pennsylvania, to Maryland, and then going into Washington, D.C. to have some sort of a demonstration on the front steps of the FDA building. So Ingrid is actually back with us here with an update. How'd it go today?
It was a big success.
Really?
The group of mothers picked up the raw milk in Pennsylvania and went down to Silver Spring, Maryland, which is near D.C., about a 90-minute trip to the FDA headquarters, and brought milk and drank it there. And then some people brought cookies. I brought pumpkin cookies. My friend Rebecca brought us some last cookies, and everyone had a great time. And Liz Retzger, I think that's how you pronounce your last name, who organized the event, said that one of the people from the FDA had actually contacted her Friday and wants to set up a meeting with her to discuss the law. So she was very excited about that. The rally was a very big success.
Cool. So no one got arrested then, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any law enforcement at the event?
Oh, yeah, there was tons. They had Homeland Security vehicles.
Wow.
And
they chose not to arrest you.
Oh, yeah, I actually have a weird story. So before, like, they all arrived, there were all these cops around. So I went over to talk to one of the cops, and then I asked him if they were planning on arresting anyone today. And then he looks at me weird, and he's like, why would we arrest people? And I was like, there's a big raw milk rally going on. And then he got this real strange look on his face, and he was like, well, rallies really arrest people because the organizers talked to us beforehand, and that's what civil disobedience is. I'm like, what?
Huh?
And then I was like, well, what about the do not cross police strip, because they put a do not cross line right by the FDA headquarters. And then he was like, well, that's private property, and people allowed to stand on public property but not private property. And I'm like, well, that's the FDA headquarters. That's, you know, government property. That's, you know, we pay for that. And then he was like, ooh.
Didn't know exactly how to respond to that.
He just, like, got all, like,
listen, lady, I've got a job to do. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So no one was arrested. What was the turnout like? I mean, as far as, you know, we're only a select group of mothers that were actually doing the milk smuggling. But what was the turnout of supporters like?
There wasn't, like, a huge amount of people, maybe about, like, 60 or 70, but there was people.
That's pretty good.
Came from, like, all across the U.S. Like, there were people from Kentucky, Missouri, like, all over who came. And actually this one guy, farmer from Canada, who's on a month-long hunger strike, and he's just drinking water.
Jeez.
Because in Canada, raw milk is totally banned, so he's
wow
on a hunger strike to bring attention to that issue, and he came down.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that it went well, and it's rawmilkfreedomriders.com is the website. There's a Facebook there. I don't know. Are they done, or are they going to do this again somehow? What's the next step here?
There's been talks about people doing it in their own state, so I guess just stay tuned.
Awesome. Well, keep us in the loop, and Ingrid, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Mel listening. Also in Maryland, apparently, Mel, you were there, too.
That's right. I myself and a friend of mine drove from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We left on Sunday morning and traveled the 1,000 miles, and I brought raw milk with me over, I don't know, what is that, like 5 borders?
And you're going to do time in 5 states.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. And, you know, the FDA released a press, they had a press release today, and in it they repeated that they do not enforce or, they don't follow up with the transportation of raw milk across state lines intended for personal consumption. So they were kind of trying to take the wind out of our sails. That was my interpretation. Like, well, we're not going to prosecute you because clearly you're just consuming this. This is personal consumption. But if you step back and look at the intent of the FDA, I'm sorry I can't give you the exact location, but they have stated that by 2015 they'd like to eliminate the presence of raw dairy in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so the awareness that I had hoped would grow is that this is like the fine edge of the wedge. If they can begin to control our food sources and limit our access to foods that we choose. And obviously, this is a message you folks at the radio station have been talking about for years, is that once they start to encroach on those freedoms, then when does it stop? And we see a threat to our food supply and nutritional supplements.
You've got to put your foot down at some point.
You know.
I want to ask this, Mel, before you go on. I want to ask, did you sell some milk while you were there? I mean,
could you get somebody to buy
a glass for a dollar?
I brought, you know, like 5 or 7 gallons, and I just said, hey, this milk crossed 5 borders, it's traveled 1,000 miles, and we did offer milk to the law enforcement, which I counted a total of 17 vehicles, and as the previous caller stated, Homeland Security was there, the local police were there, as well as a sheriff. It was just interesting to see that kind of turnout.
Mel, congratulations on your dedication, willing to travel 1,000 miles across 5 state borders to come out to this event. I think that's heroic, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Well, she was saying that the FDA sent out a press release saying that they don't enforce any follow-up with transporting raw milk that is for personal consumption.
That's what they said.
I wanted to ask her what milk isn't for personal consumption.
Well, what they mean is they're going to go after
reselling,
the big guys. They're going to go after the distributors, the people that are manufacturing it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves, dialing toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-FREE. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website. Grab up the archives. They're all over there for you. In fact, they go back for years, all the way back to 2006. All of it free at freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some really great offerings for this model year. A new one is the SR40C. It is a compact version of the SR40, which is a, you know, it has the same recoil reducing striker fired SR40 pistol. This one is slim, ergonomic. And it's, got like so many of the other great Ruger pistols, it has a lot of these great features. It has a short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, amnidextrous controls. The SR40C has two types of slides. You can either get the throw-hardened stainless steel slide or the Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger.com.
Ruger.com. All right, 855-450-FREE. We were talking a moment ago. We're going to continue with your calls in a moment as well, but we were talking about the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. It was an event that happened today in Washington, D.C., first time ever. People made a point of announcing in advance that some moms made a point of announcing in advance they were going to be smuggling some milk, although I guess it wasn't really smuggling because it wasn't done in secret. They were, you know, promoting it, that they were going to do this, crossing state lines with raw milk and converging on the Capitol in the Washington, D.C., area at the Federal Drug Administration building, and there were a bunch of cops that came out, and dozens of people, around 70 perhaps, folks showed up to support.
Food and Drug Administration.
Oh, thank you. Food and Drug Administration. The
Federal Food and Drug Administration.
Agencies, yeah. Exactly. And we were talking during the break about how to take this to the next level, and you guys suggested it before, and it would be to actually sell the the raw milk in front of the FDA to actually transact.
Vend without a permit. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. Just start selling milk. If customers trust it, they'll buy it. And if you're doing the wrong thing, you're going to end up with no customers. So I think these people carrying safe milk are going to end up with a lot of happy customers, people who have drank milk that's just not safe to drink, and now they're going to be having the real thing. So I think they'll enjoy it.
I don't know if, I drank USDA homogenized pasteurized milk for a good portion of my life, never had any problems with it.
I don't feel it's unsafe.
But at the same time, I know a lot of people really want to have that farm fresh milk for whatever reason. They may be on the, a particular diet that they want that, or whatever their belief system is. I don't care what it is. People should be able to drink whatever they want, and that's what we drink at my house now. We get the milk that's been unpasteurized, raw milk they call it. My wife, my son has drank nothing but that. As a matter of fact, he was offered, my wife was in a pickle one point, offered him regular milk, pasteurized, homogenized milk, and he didn't want anything to do with it. He didn't want it.
It's gross when, by comparison.
You're used to what you're used to.
I guess so.
So again, on this case, the FDA had made a statement apparently that, we're not going to mess with you, you moms. We're not going to pick on you for personally transporting raw milk. We want to go after the suppliers. We want to crack down on the farmers, those evil Amish men.
That's right, those Amish guys.
And families that are milking cows and just putting it into jars and selling it to people.
Isn't that how the drug war started, though? Oh, we're just going after the pushers of this stuff. We're not actually going after the users.
I don't know. Did it start that way? I'm pretty sure they went after the users.
I thought that's how they got their wedge in, was saying that we're not going after the users of this stuff. We just want to catch the people who are pushing it. And to me, that would be these ladies who are just using the milk are no threat. But once they start selling it, then they're going to be giving the FDA a bad name.
I have a feeling that if, for instance, next month they were to go back and do this again, the FDA would still ignore them, even if they sold some of it out front, just because they don't want the publicity.
It doesn't look good. These are moms. That lady Mel came 1,000 miles for this. Yeah. I mean, this is how passionate these people are, and it's important to have passionate people in a situation like this. And the FDA is not gonna step in it and mess with these gals. Well, I don't think
they know that if they target the farms and they target the distribution chain,
take them out one at a time.
Businessmen and those are businessmen and women, and those people have more to lose. More assets on the line and investment, and so they're going to be much easier cowed into submission by those particular actions on the FDA's part. So, and it was pointed out the FDA does have a goal, apparently. So someone saw that their goal is to wipe out raw milk in the United States or the sales thereof. So. I think it's a successful event, clearly. RawMilkFreedomRiders.com. Good on them for going out and getting something done. And especially because they're moms. I think that's so powerful to have ladies get out there who have children and who have a lot to lose. I mean, they could have been arrested. If they were arrested, their children could have been taken from them. So, I mean, they really put a lot on the line today to go out and do this protest.
I think it's also a great message coming from moms who care about the health of their children, that they are interested in giving them the food that is good for them, that they're saying, in effect, that the FDA is doing a poor job at regulating their milk, just giving them not what they're demanding. So I think it's a strong message coming from these mothers.
Absolutely. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Ray's in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about the sex offenders back in the 70s, but first let me say something about raw milk. We had a cow, and we sold milk back in the early 70s. We bought milk, and we was about 8 kids in my family. And we never had these problems, and there was never nobody chased after you if you sold milk. So I don't, this stuff has gotten out of hand. And
it's bizarre,
isn't it? I'll go right along with what I'm going to say about sex offenders, okay?
All right.
Back in the 70s, when I was, 13 to 18 years old, we had these girls, and these girls liked to have sex. And we didn't force them to have sex. They volunteered to have sex. And they didn't volunteer to have sex with just us. They volunteered to have sex with numerous guys.
So, define girl.
Huh?
Define girl. You said girls.
Girls. Okay, girls, ladies, whatever you want to call them.
I don't know. How old
are they? A certain age?
You know, these girls were probably from 13 to 16, 17 maybe.
Okay. Mm.
And so today we've all been sex offenders. And another thing, the age of consent in this country was probably down around 12 in a lot of states.
Absolutely.
Back when people used to get married then, yeah.
The Loretta Lynn story, the coal miner's daughter, I believe, she was 12 the time.
A lot of our great-grandfathers were child molesters, I guess. Is that what it was?
That's what they'd have you believe. But, of course, to call a teenage girl or boy a child, I think, is really ludicrous. Because I think the difference
between... You just called them girls and boys.
I think... I didn't call them that.
You said to call a teenage girl or
boy.
Okay,
good point. A teenage lady, a young person...
Yes.
To call a teenager a child is ludicrous. Because they haven't developed sexually, and a child hasn't developed sexually in any way, shape, or form.
I get really, I get a little concerned when you're talking about ages like 13. You know, for whatever people have their own, their own personal number that's okay for them, and usually it's about where theirs was. But you know. I do know that different folks do different things. I mean, am I willing to say that Loretta Lynn's husband, to whom she was married her whole life, you know, I hear their marriage had ups and downs. I don't know anything about it. I don't care. They were married their whole life. Am I willing to call him a sex offender because his wife was 12 when they got married? No, I'm not. And I don't think, you know, I mean, I guess this is a situation that families need to deal with. And, you know, why, I guess, I would be asking, is your 12-year-old running around having sex with people?
Well, you know, here's another one that would really knock you out. I live outside of Philadelphia in southern New Jersey, and there was these biker gangs called the Warlocks and the Pagans. And they would have these girls who were around anywhere from 14 maybe to 16 join up, and these girls would volunteer to have sex with 30 guys.
Oh,
so
my.
What do we do there? I mean, you know, this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. You weren't raping these girls. And to be honest, when I was a young boy, say 14, 15, and you had a 30-year-old attractive teacher come on to you, believe me, we wouldn't be going to the cops. That's for sure.
Right.
But we were
thanks,
a different
Ray,
kind of
for the call tonight.
Then,
I appreciate hearing from you. By the way, I thought I remember this right. No, I was. Elvis and Priscilla, she was 14 when they met. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through, the 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find all manner of products, because you're going to link over to Amazon, where if you've been to Amazon before, you know they've got pretty much anything you might be looking to buy. And you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, click into the Amazon link that's right for your country, get your shopping done, and feel good because you're getting the stuff you want at a great deal, and you are helping support Free Talk Live. So something I just bought the other day was one of those outdoor smoking, I don't know what you call it. It's like a, and it's not an ash tray because it's not a tray. It's one of those, it looks like a pyramid almost, where the, it goes up real, real tall to the top.
Keeper.
Yeah, it's like a butt depository thing. And, you know, there's like a little hole at the very top, so there's not much oxygen that can get in there. And so you
is
just
that
drop
the purposes? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, right. It suffocates the cigarettes when you drop them in. And I bought one of those for the Keene Activist Center, so people don't catch it on fire anymore.
Yeah, I heard that happened, actually.
Yeah, so shop.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is February the 23rd to the 26th. It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be part of it. It'll be at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza. And so far, the speakers include Joe Salatin. Is that how you say it, Ian?
I have no idea.
Yeah, he's one of the keynote speakers. He's author of You Can Farm, Clark Neely from the Institute of Justice, Jack Spierko, he's a survival expert. Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government. Just go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can sign up there with coupon code FTL2012.
Yeah, you should totally do that, because the Liberty Forum is awesome. Mm-hmm. February 23rd through the 26th. It's going to be your first time, Derek.
I can't wait.
It's exciting.
I'm so excited for the Liberty Forum.
I'm jazzed up. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be 2 years since I've been, because the last one was in 2010. So they skipped a year, and hopefully they're going to be bringing it back to an annual event starting next year.
It's a really great event.
Yeah. So freestateproject.org/libertyforum, our code FTL2012 will save you 10% on the already low early bird prices.
And we're going to be there broadcasting as well.
That's correct, every single night, as a matter of fact. Now then, the very beginning of the show, we began telling our experience of the day.
We had some motions that I filed, a motion to record, a motion to wear sunglasses. I didn't mention that I also filed a motion not to stand for the judge.
Right. All of them were which is the first time that I've ever heard of that happening.
Oh,
I've been to a lot of, trials, and I've never heard of anyone filing a motion to not stand for the judge.
Now, I have not filed a motion to do that, but I have sort of passed it with the head bailiff. But look, man, I'm a Quaker. I'm not going to be standing for any judges, okay? I'd like to not go to jail today. Let me know if this judge is going to give me any trouble. That way I'll go use the bathroom at a strategic time.
I see.
So I've gotten sort of dispensation.
Normally I just stay seated and I don't worry about asking anybody or saying anything to anyone. But you took it from a different direction today, Derek, and I have to say, I was really surprised with what happened. You filed a motion to wear sunglasses in court and to not stand for the judge, and they were approved.
Yeah, all of them were granted. And the bailiff did not, he was not happy about all the things. I walked into the courtroom wearing sunglasses. He was right away, take those off. I said, oh, no, I filed a motion. It's okay. And he's like, well, I haven't seen it yet, so take them off. And I just would rather leave. So I left and just recorded from outside the courtroom and until I got word that all my motions had been granted. So it was terrific.
I was amazed by it. Now, this bailiff was on a power trip over you today because not only did he tell you to take off the glasses, but later when you were in court, when you had your glasses on, it seemed like everything was okay. At one point, you turned around and you handed a don't take the plea deal flyer to the guy that was sitting behind you, and then the bailiff came back up again.
Right. Well, this gentleman behind me was talking about how he was planning on not taking the plea deal, and I thought, well, this is perfect. I hand out this literature. Here, take a look at this pamphlet. I think you would enjoy it. And he was enjoying it. And the bailiff came over and...
No enjoyment!
Yeah, he said, you can't hand out literature here. You shouldn't disperse literature. If you want to do that, you can do it outside. And I, you know, calmly retorted that I believe this property belongs to this gentleman, and I'm just returning it to him now. And just gave it back to him and said it loud enough so that the audience in the courtroom could hear. And they all gave him stink eyes. The people who were looking around were like, why are you bothering that kid? He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't making noise.
Right,
wasn't
you weren't making
anybody.
A commotion or anything like that. And this guy comes over just to try to exert control over you. And I thought you handled it so well. I mean, you just basically just batted him right back and said, well, I was just giving this back to this
Go
gentleman.
Sit down, Grumpy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I appreciate some comments came from the Peanut Gallery in... was saying how, you know, he just enjoys his power trip. That's yeah. Just what these people like to do.
Oh, yeah, that's when I started to speak up and just kind of trash talk a little bit on that guy because he's out of control.
Is this a court that I'm familiar with?
This is Concord.
Okay, just want to make sure. I guess these guys come in all, come in every place. There's
yeah,
always
little,
one
little of tyrants
trolls everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of trolls, we'll get to that story here in a little bit. So you got approved on everything and the trial went forth. We, of course, sat through all of these different hearings, which were mostly plea deals and arraignments and things like that. And so they cleared out the courtroom. Probably about 90% of the people, they went through about most of all of those cases before they called my case up there. And there's going to be video of this posted, I presume, over at FreeKeen or FreeConcord.org, one or the other. We'll get it up there at some point. And basically, it went so well. I was found guilty, which is what I expected, because the way their statute is written, even if you didn't park the car, if it's your car and someone else parked it and didn't pay the parking fine or the didn't put money in the meter, you're responsible. So the way the statute is written, you know, you're completely responsible for anyone driving your car, basically, when it comes to parking.
But you got to ask your witness some really great questions that the judge even heard out. The prosecution was objecting to almost everything that you had asked, Ian.
Actually, they didn't object as much as I thought they would.
I was surprised. Calling the Constitution irrelevant took me by surprise.
Oh, but that didn't surprise me. I do that stuff all the time.
How in the world could the Constitution be irrelevant and the judge expect his decision to be taken seriously?
They've done it at so many trials that I've been
to. Count, yeah.
That I couldn't even, you know, I couldn't even address it. They want nothing to do with the Constitution.
I think it's good to get it on the record, though, that the judge thinks that the Constitution is irrelevant. And here he is presiding over this jurisdiction, right?
Right.
Absurd.
So the state calls up their witness, who is the parking enforcement officer, and I had a series of questions written out that I asked this lady, and she was like a deer in headlights. This woman
terrified. She can't testify very often.
No. I mean, probably never, but certainly never like this. And so I asked her a variety of different questions, and some of them she couldn't even wrap her head around. She couldn't even follow.
Could you email me these questions, too, because I'm going to be handling this with another parking agent.
She couldn't even follow or comprehend one of the questions. I had to rephrase it 6 times, and I still don't think she even really got where I was coming from.
And listeners, that's not an exaggeration. He really rephrased it 6 times.
I apologize if I'm being obtuse, so let me try this again. And it wasn't confusing. I checked with you guys that were watching. I was like, well, was I, well, what I was saying, was it confusing?
Crystal clear.
Okay, so, like, she kept thinking that I was accusing her of doing things. I wasn't. I was just asking her questions. she thought this was, like, this adversarial thing. But the most interesting part about it, and what I consider to be the most successful part, was I asked the question, are you on duty? And she said yes. So this was not a situation where she's getting paid on her off time, because if you get, if they call them in on their off day, then they get paid overtime, which is a whole bunch of money for them. Mm. So that's why I wanted to find out, was whether she was getting overtime pay. So she says yes. And I said, well, if you were out on the streets right now, because that's what you would be doing, right? Going out and handing out tickets. Yeah. And at one point there was an objection, and the judge wanted to hear this line of questioning out, so he let me keep going. And I said, well, how many tickets would you have given out by now this morning if you were out on the street? Because you were in here at around 8 o'clock, and you know now it's around 11, so you've been here, you know, 2.5-3 hours. How many tickets would you have given out by now? 25, she says. And I was kind of struck by that. I thought, wow, that's a lot more than I even expected. And I said, well, how much is it per ticket? $10 per ticket. So you mean to tell me that you would have gotten, oh no, I asked her, well, of the 25 tickets, how many of them are going to be paid? Like right away, with no issue. How many of them are just going to get paid?
Right.
She says the majority of them, super majority of them, almost all of them. And so I said, so would it be fair to say that you would have probably gotten about $200 in revenue if you had been out on the streets this morning? And she admitted that she would have. She couldn't understand. She couldn't understand why that was perhaps maybe, oh, I don't know, a problem financially, like where they're spending all this money to go after me over a $40 ticket and spending all this time and all this effort. And she just could not connect that as to why that was a problem.
Okay, look here, dummy. You would have made $250, but you guys are sitting in here hassling me over $40. And don't forget, that judge is getting paid, that prosecutor is getting paid, everybody's getting paid, and you're only doing it not for money. You're doing it to make your crap look legitimate.
Yep.
It's ludicrous. And you can't even prove I parked the car.
No, they sure couldn't. She admitted that, too. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.